So, yes, as Sonia was already saying, with the idea of sharing this panel, given the fact that we saw an opportunity in having our city to be involved in 100 Resilient Cities initiative, which is a network, and now we will see how it is a network and how does it work in terms of network. In having different cities that actually were participating to this panel, that were part of this network and that were sharing much of the work program that we are trying to implement here. And for us today, it's very much, you know, a working meeting, meaning that we just started our resilience process, and now I will present how we are working. And more in particular, we just started our work line regarding critical assets and how we do assess the resilience of our critical assets. So we thought it was a tremendous opportunity to have cities as Christchurch, Thessaloniki, and Los Angeles that already implemented significant policy programs in these areas, while to be frank, for us, this resilience initiative with the Rockefeller Foundation is an opportunity also because, for example, in this field, among other fields, the city of Rome is just starting now to approach these issues. So, first of all, I really would like to welcome again in our city, and I think he is welcoming us too. I don't know if you are seeing that wonderful being who is saying hello. So, actually, today for us it's a peculiar day. Today it's the anniversary of our city, April 21st, and so we are very glad that you are here in this special day for us. And actually, tonight I don't know what are your plans, but the city is celebrating her birthday with a big event at the forum in the forum area, so that is promoted by the city. So we you are kindly invited to join us tonight in Via dei Fori Imperiali to celebrate the birthday of our city. Now I don't remember, but it is something like 2,500 years of our existence. I don't remember. So thank you, and again, I would like to thank the Sapienza University, a Roman institution that we are proud to partner with, University of Canterbury, and also Enea. Actually, I would ask Alberto if he can join us on the table, given the fact that he will give us a presentation after me. Sonia, maybe I will ask you to assist me with. Oh, okay, thanks. That's even better. Okay. Se ti puoi sedere poi tanto. So, a quick overview of the 100 Resilient Cities program and of our participation of the City of Rome to the 100 Resilience Cities initiative. Actually, the slides are in Italian, so the ones, the Italian, maybe some of our fellow Italians who do not speak English can follow the slides. So, 100 Resilient Cities initiative launched by the Rockefeller Foundation, that, as you probably know, it's one of the biggest philanthropic institutions on Earth and in the United States of America. They decided, following a very significant engagements that they assumed in the United States, they decided to invest $100 million in this new initiative that is aimed at supporting 100 cities to 100 cities all over the globe to create and implement resilience strategies. The idea was and is still to create a network of cities and of other institutions in order to set up a global community of practice around the issue and goals and values of urban resilience. The program was launched in 2013. And the kind of reading that the 100 Resilience Initiative gives of resilience is a very, very open reading. Of course, I don't have to explain to you what resilience is. You know better than I do. I just wanted to underscore how, even if the background of much resilience work in the United States was about, let's say, environmental risks, and especially climate change-related risks, the foundation decided to enlarge the scope of the use of this paradigm of resilience in order to invest, let's say, the complexity of the workings of a city as a system. Complexity of a city as a system, meaning that there are cities in our network that work on very, very different issues. There are cities that work on resilience as the need of cities to be resilience to big economic changes. There are cities that work on social issues, and there are cities that work on more, let's say, traditional environmental challenges that are considered in the perspective of resilience. Of course, why to implement a network of cities and not a network of nations? Because as you know better than I do, risks, challenges, stresses and shocks hit where most vulnerable, where in contexts in which there is more exposition and more vulnerability. And of course, cities that are growing are probably the places that are more exposed to a complex series of challenges and risks. This is why the idea was to set up a network of cities, which is in many ways innovative in this field. So what are we talking about? We are talking again of shocks and stresses. This is the kind of language that since the beginning has been used by the network. Shocks and stresses that, as you can see, cover very, very different fields and very, very different sectors of the life of a city. There are cities that are former industrial cities that are trying using the paradigm of resilience to complete their transition to a new economic model. There are cities that are trying to tackle social cohesion challenges using the resilience paradigms. And of course, again, there are cities that are trying to tackle the climate change challenges through the deployment of this paradigm. So what kind of support cities do receive participating to the network? And so what kind of support we, as the City of Rome, are receiving from the network? First, the first kind of support is to fund a guy, and in this case that's myself, a guy that runs the program, that runs an innovative program that, as you can imagine, of course, puts, let's say, positive stress on the governance of the city that is not used to think and to plan in terms of resilience. So funding for creating this new position. The second thing, I would say the most important thing, is support throughout the development process of a strategy, because do not forget, the whole goal of the network is to have these cities to have innovative resilience strategies to be implemented. Right now, we started our process and we are supported by the network in many ways in order to have a successful process. And then access to a very precious component of the network, which is a component made by NGOs, big international institutions. I will give you a sample of this kind of institutions, and also businesses that in the phase of implementation will offer their services pro bono to cities in order to check and to check the implementability of some of the actions that we will have included in the strategy. And of course, the most precious opportunity is to network and to meet great people in great cities, as the one that you were able to convey here in Rome, to exchange policies, practices, information, and this is why we keep taking advantage of any kind of expert and of any kind of people who work for other cities' government who happen to be in Rome as in the context of this wonderful conference promoted here in this during these days. Talking about the network, how large it is a very significant network. The first round of cities was selected at the end of 2013, and we were in the first round. Now we're already in the second round, and so right now the network is composed by roughly 60 cities, and next year there will be an additional round of cities in order to have the complete 100 cities number in the network. As you can see, we're talking of big cities in five continents, and again, three of the cities are today with us, even if not directly in some cases, Christchurch, LA, and Thessaloniki. We were joined in the last round by another Italian city, which is Milan, and of course we look forward to partner with the second city of our country. So this is the platform partners that I was introducing earlier. So a platform that is joined by several quite significant actors, both in the business sector and in the not-for-profit sectors, and they will be key in implementing specific actions once we will have defined our strategy. So, what are we doing here in Rome? We just started the development of our strategy process 3 months ago. This is our work plan. Right now we are in phase one, which is the phase that you find at the left of the slide, which is a phase in which we are basically doing two things. We are doing a pretty bold participatory process, and actually some of our team is here, and Mariangela from Risorse per Roma, which is a public company, meaning a government company that is partnering with us. She is the leader of the participatory process. We are doing also some more work that is some more, let's say, desk work in terms of analysis and research, which is why we are here today, and I will have a few words more in order to describe this work. And this phase one that is going to end in July is the phase that will have the city to have identified the priority areas. So the areas that we think are important to develop in a second phase of the strategy, in which we will have the city working on actions, on implementable actions. So our expectation and hope is to have our strategy in end by the end of 2015. So how do we work? How do we implement actually this phase one? Also in, let's say, in theoretical terms, we do implement this phase one and also this phase two of the strategy with this tool, which is a framework that was elaborated by the Rockefeller, by the network, with the support of consultants all around the world. It's a framework that again stresses how open it's the reading of the paradigm of resilience that is at the basis of this initiative. I was listening carefully to Ron's presentation earlier, in which he was stressing how in resilience building people are very important, and I think this component is qualifying our initiative, because it's all about very much participation, knowledge sharing, social cohesion, governance, transparency, and this framework that represents in some ways the qualities that a resilient city is supposed to have through these four dimensions that are the main areas in which a city resilience should ensure basic workings, which is leadership, strategy, well-being, and health, economy and society. Something happened. Economy and society and leadership and governance. So we will use this framework both to identify their priorities and to identify the actions that we will be implementing afterwards. So our goal right now is this document, which is called the Preliminary Resilience Assessment. So it's the document in which we will have selected priority areas that will be at the basis of a second phase of the strategy development process. As I was saying, we are doing this in two ways. This is a slide that covers, let's say, the participatory and stakeholder engagement dimension of our work. So we are working on engaging a broad range of stakeholders, you know, from people who work about social policy to businesses to urban activists to all sectors of government, to all sectors of our government through basically two ways, workshops that are being held on a pretty frequent basis. And then also we will do this sort of resilience referendum that will start in May and that will be open to the public through online consultation and also through local newspapers. So in this phase, we engage stakeholders basically using a pretty traditional SWOT model, asking them what are the points of strength, the points of weakness of the cities, but also trends that are supposed to have impacts on the city in a medium term, and also actions that stakeholders consider to be important and relevant, even if sometimes marginal, in order to build a more resilient cities. One of the quality of our process, and we will have a workshop focusing on this, is that the network wants to build strategies that need to be inclusive in social terms. Sometimes the concept of resilience being a very strong systemic concept that pushes us to look at things in their, let's say, in the big picture, does not allow us to see differences. And for example, the overexposition of certain population to certain risks. So we are taking care of the inclusion of vulnerable populations and exposed groups in the process. The preliminary resilience assessment will have this form. So using building on the framework, we will put all the information that we are getting from stakeholders in these tools that will give us a sense and will give the whole city administration the sense of what are the priority areas for the city and for the stakeholders that we have been engaging. So basically, in July, at some point, we will bring this stuff to the mayor and we will say, Mr. Mayor, these are the results of our process. People are saying that our resilience priorities are governance, climate change, and social cohesion. These are going to be our priorities. And then, and this is why we are here today, another component of our work team is working on building, let's say, a more desk-oriented line of work about, you know, policy review, about data collection, and also about the key issue of critical assets in the city. So we are right now starting an old work line that is aimed at gathering some basic qualitative and quantitative data regarding the issue of assets. So we are just launching a pretty intense program of focus groups in which we will ask all key asset managers and stakeholders in the city to get together and to share with us and also with other partners in the city, such as Enea and the Department of Technological Innovation, basic information about the assets of the city. And this, of course, this will be part of our preliminary resilience assessment. So this is why, given the fact that we are starting this work, and we are starting this work very soon next month, this is why we really saw value in having three cities like Christchurch, Los Angeles, and Thessaloniki that have been already working on this issue to present what they've been doing in this field and to share good experiences that we can use in our work. As I was saying, we are already partnering with a very important institution in our city that is a national institution, which is Enea, that is today represented by Alberto Tofani, who will give us a presentation about a very interesting for us research project that is focusing on Rome and it is covering many issues that will be absolutely important for us. So I will give the floor to Alberto for his presentation of the Roma process, Roma project. Thank you.